Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's Mellow and Sleazy featuring vocals by Vocalistic. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, I had Divine help me with the correct pronunciation of this song. Let me just quickly find her voice note. She Divine is gonna do the honor for us.
We've been plugging you on the competition that will create an honor.
Good morning, NSK and Shaquan. You pronounce it like Buroko King. Like Buroko King.
Okay, that's the song that plays right now. As a matter of fact, they will even be in action they lost yesterday, but they'll be in action against us on Sunday. With us today, we've got Abudi Fikameni in studio from MTC. Good morning, Buta. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good, man. How's it, NSK?
Listen, how do you feel?
Bravely
proud. How do you feel, my guy? Where did you watch the game, my guy?
I was at home, boss.
You at home, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just one of those moments like, welcome 2024.
Does it?
A good way to start. Thank you, brave warriors.
Listen, man. Look, MTC, I think we all know this. MTC has, on record, been the one company that actively supported the Brave Warriors in their preparation towards AFCON.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I remember that one, should I call it infamous moment, where our senior, Abudi Tim, was daring and challenging fellow corporates to jump on and put down a couple of millions.
Yes.
For the boys, because we are going there representing the country.
Yes.
You know, we're not, like Isaac Hamata said, we're not representing a political party or a church.
It's Namibia.
We are representing the country.
Yes.
You guys must feel fantastic after last night's victory. I'm sure on the WhatsApp group it was lit.
I think as an individual, a Namibian, as MTC, but I think this was just a proud moment for the entire country.
Yeah,
proud to say even our neighboring guys, the neighboring country guys, they're celebrating.
Yes, they were Botswana, Zambia.
So it tells you that this meant a lot, and AFCON 2020. Come on, man, that was just the best proud moment.
Yeah,
and I think from us as MTC, we're proud to have. Always been in the not really shadow, but in the preparations, and
yes,
just making sure that we bolster these guys, boys and girls, be it in football, be it in boxing, be it in netball, almost everywhere. And it means a lot for us. And if yesterday's results were not encouraging for more corporates to just invest in our boys and girls, then I don't know what we should do, Shem.
You know what? I'm getting there. Fikameni, today I'm violent. When I opened the show today at 6 a.m., I promised violence. And I'm going to be violent today, even now. Listen, like I said in the opening conversation, now, MTC, one of very few companies. I know, what is wrong with corporate Namibia was supporting Namibian? Because when Tim made that call for fellow corporates to come down and put down a million or two, it was you guys, maybe it was PST Bed, I don't know who else that we know about, but it was literally MTC that started the thing.
Yes.
Who else is there? Okay, Tafalaga, obviously, because they have a sponsorship going with the team.
Yes.
But who else? So why is that lack of confidence in what's product Namibia?
So NSK, let me tell you, the knockout project, first of all.
Yeah, let's start the event.
It's one of our social projects where we want to raise money
for
just to address certain social ills in society. We've built homes. We've addressed GBV. Last year, we assisted over 80 Namibians, of which 90% are young people. These are young people from your VTCs who graduate, and you maybe have just a lighting problem at home, and this guy doesn't have tools, but he's got the paper, and there are no jobs. So we've assisted, and last year we just thought, look, every time the Brave Warriors get out there, and for some time they've not been doing so well, us as a country are easy to sit bit on Facebook, Twitter, and criticize.
Yeah, NMB keyboard warriors.
But look, we are not new to supporting sports. For example, your Nestor Tobias will say it takes 7 years to develop a boxer. Your football experts will say sometimes even more, if not synonymous to that. And you now think, this development, who is it with? Yesterday, you've got a goal from Dion Hotto. This is the same Dion Hotto, some time ago, very young boys who took on Kosafa.
True.
And we celebrated with them.
True.
And you see that entire journey. But let's face the facts. It's expensive. There's a cost to developing this food, this guys. And nationally, you've got young people that you want to take out of Katima, out of Karas, that need to represent the country. There's a cost to it. And just the whole narrative around the Brave Warriors. Oftentimes, good results on the pitch, administratively not so good. And oftentimes, these battles battle around money and all that.
Yeah.
So we decided, look guys, we want to support the Brave Warriors as MTC. But we want to do it as a nation, such that it's not an MTC project.
Okay.
We want to at least give these guys minimum 5 million. Mm-hmm. As MTC, we are putting down 2 million.
Yeah? So we're inviting the rest
yes.
to reach that 5.
Yes. So inviting the rest to put up the 5. We appreciate the colleagues who answered to the call. That is NHE, that is Nasiria, that is RFA, and the proceeds from the Dr. Hage Geingob Cup.
Yes.
Because
yes, yes.
the guy said, look, we're going to have this beautiful cup, and we all saw what happened. Mm. The game between Chula Chula versus African Stars. The stadium was fully packed. And as a country, it shows that we are hungry for football.
Yes.
We are hungry for sports and just that unity. So the guy said, look, all the proceeds that are going to come, and these are just gate takings that
yes.
are going to come from the Dr. Hage Geingob Cup, we're going to channel it to the Brave Warriors.
Uh-huh.
Nasiria, the minimum that we said the guys would come on board with is 100K.
Okay.
And of course, we expected a lot of... Because, I mean, when we celebrate the Brave Warriors, it's not a thing about it's MTC,
it's a
Fresh
show,
FM.
It's show, yeah.
We expected a lot of corporates.
Of course.
And we know the guys have got the financial muscles to come on board.
100K for some of these guys is nothing.
100K. So... We appreciate NHE was one of the first ones to say, look, by the time you launch this call out, we will be one of the guys that are already on board. Same as Nasiria. So NHE gave us 100K. Nasiria said, we cannot match 100K, but we'll give you 50K. RFA gave us another 100K. And then the Dr. Hage Cup proceeds
thereof,
was 150,000. So together, we're only able to raise 2.4.
Can you imagine?
So, 2 million from MTC and then the 400 from the other combined.
Yeah.
But look, we appreciate the guys that came on board. But sometimes, when you look at just follow history, it's becoming to be very the same guys all over and over. It's the same guys all over and over. And when you look at the corporates in the entire country that make money out of us Namibians, I think on that day I said we ought to have done better. We really ought to have done better. Yes, there are other corporates, the likes of Tafelaga, the likes of PST Bet, many other companies
the
Namdias,
yeah.
that contribute Dep to
Marine,
sports.
Yeah.
yeah, and not necessarily just football. We also appreciate those. But then again, I can give you 20 names, and believe you me, it's names that I don't even need to thumbsuck because it has become so obvious.
Yeah.
You just mentioned 5.
Exactly.
But there are a lot.
Yeah.
There are a lot
that
of corporates.
Millions.
So what is wrong and why? I don't know. Is it an appetite thing? We don't know. Is it a thing of you want to do it alone? We also don't know. But if we say you want to do it alone, we want to see the results
then
also.
Let's see it then.
Let's see the results also.
Yeah.
So on that same evening when he handed over the 2.4 million, I said, look, we perhaps need to strategize and see how can we better appetize Namibian corporates to support Namibian. And not just football.
Yeah, yeah.
And not just football.
Yeah, yeah.
Be it whether you are buying a kit for one team here or somewhere there. We are far too many to be able to at least come and support this one entity or two entities. I mean... MTC
Boss,
can say, okay.
There's over 100 companies on the NSX, man.
Yes.
Come on. You cannot. Figure a minute, hold that thought. I want us to continue with this conversation after the news. We still have a song even that we have to talk about.
Yes.
But yes, it's something that we need to talk about. Namibian corporate. It's baffling. I've written about this, mm-hmm. and I'm happy that MTC also sees this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you get some people that even says, "Ah, isn't it MTC?" Okay, no, come Jay, no, oh, come Jay, walk.
Like, just how? Join.
What? Who's stopping you?
Join the league or create your own league.
Thank you. 9 a.m. right now. We've got the news lined up. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue with this conversation right after 9.
What's up, have a good day, my passion for you, I'm capping on you, in public I know that you love it, I'm trying to put one little boy in your stomach, no front and I keep it 100, if you was to leave me, I know I'm gonna plummet, know I'm gonna plummet.
It's a $10 sign. $10 sign and J. Cole talking about the purple emoji. It's 9:19. It's no, not 19, actually. 9:10. What am I saying? Pardon me. 9:10 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We are celebrating the Brave Warriors. And we started the conversation just before 9 with Abudi Fikameni representing MTC. Just about the Brave Warriors, because MTC has been one of the companies, or actually the leading company. If I have to correct myself, even there, Fikameni, the leading company that said, listen, our boys have qualified here against all odds. They will need help,
yes,
financially,
yes,
to condition them, to, yes, prepare them.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you know, the funny thing is also, just continuing on the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Namibia was at the Rugby World Cup,
mm-hmm,
right? And you know, you would hear comments like, yeah, aye, these guys cannot play. Aye, they're just losing, what. And then I asked the question, okay, but where is the money that should have been invested,
mm-hmm,
to have conditioned these players?
Yes.
To have created a structure in the country,
yes,
for these players?
Yes.
Leading up to the next World Cup?
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And one or two corporates cannot do that alone.
Yes.
Listen, man, we saw your results, your results,
yes,
how MGC performed.
Mm-hmm.
Good and well, fantastic, good money. But even all of that money is not enough,
mm-hmm,
alone to help this country in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
It, we need to pull in one direction, isn't it?
Yes. Look, there are even other corporates that have made more than that.
That have even made more than that?
Yes. Kudos for me for the international players.
Mm.
Imagine playing at a top elite football stadium.
Yeah.
Then you come back home. We know the situation of stadiums here. You've got young boys who are playing on the stadiums, and they are proud to, and they are forcing because they love football and they love the country.
Yeah.
If you look at the stadium on which our league is played, it's testament to that. And then you've got a guy who comes from first floor, sort of like coming to play on these beautiful stadiums with speed humps and potholes, and they are still, they bravely love the team, and they giving it their all, and you can see that in yesterday's match.
Mm.
That look, we, regardless of where I play, we are doing this for Namibia.
Mm.
So that investment costs money.
Mm.
It's also a psychological thing.
Mm.
You must understand, how do we make football attractive for the player and for the corporates to eventually come on board? For the players, imagine these guys doing their most. And then you hear your competitors, when they get home, these are the bonuses they get, this is what they get. And you come here and yes, you've done the job as an individual, you're happy. But it's also discouraging when there isn't that monetary reward. Because as a country, they know we are behind them and we can only do that much. But somebody needs to come in and pump in the money. And then at home again, how do we psychologically up that? The stadiums, man. Come on. And we're having this conversation a while ago earlier that if you look at the talent in Namibia, it's just raw talent.
It's raw talent.
Just imagine with a touch of the dollars and we add just the technique. Take it from boxing. I was saying a while ago, look at the team in Hopsol, one of the teams that won. It's a team that trains in the informal settlements. And Nikhlamadulas on the ground, playing versus teams that trade on this side of Independence Avenue, on proper turfs, private turfs. So we've cut the talent. How is it that the corporates are not seeing that value? That's one big question that I think one day we need to answer. Secondly, there's an issue of also leadership, which ultimately answers to why this whole thing is not appetizing, perhaps for some corporates.
Yeah.
There are leadership crises here. We've had those in football. We've had in other sports codes, be it netball, be it rugby, be it cricket. We've had it everywhere. And oftentimes, I know as corporates, it's easy to say, no, I'm not going to get into that mud. But what you don't realize is that mud represents the country
exactly.
at large. So can we not say, look, instead of totally shying away, can't we engage the guys and say, look, I want to get in there. But this mess there, man.
Yeah, you need to fix it.
We need to fix it.
We've got 5 million
If you can't do it together, if you can't do it alone, let's do it together, man. Mm. Before we even announce this whole partnership. Mm. To say, look, we need the right leadership structures.
And so there's now motivation to
financial
try and fix it
accounting
now.
Which is the biggest because some of the corporates are really afraid of putting their money in there when they know that the money will go in the pockets of a few
not even
who it needs to benefit, the guys on the pitch. You see, so these are some of the things, and I'm just saying, look, let's look at this whole thing because it's not an MTC thing, it's not a Fresh FM thing, it's not a Tafelaga thing. It's a Namibian thing. So let's look at this thing away, far and away from our brains and say, how do we address this thing before we bring in the money? If it's a leadership crisis.
Is there political willpower? Because yes, as private private companies, Fresh FM, own Future Media, we are private companies. MTC, yes, also their biggest shareholder, we know. But is there perhaps a lack of political willpower to say, look, we are putting down a legislature, we are saying, listen, social responsibility, you must do A, B, C, and D. If you're in this sector, what? Because we don't really have that now, do we?
Yes. Look, politics is slightly tricky, and oftentimes people play to their benefit. But there ought to be a political power to the benefit of the country, such that it's not a party, who introduced it. No. Look, the issues around sports are not political.
Yeah, they're not.
And if they are political, the players on the pitch, it affects all of them, whether you're from party A or party B. So the moment we have that political power where every political party sings the same song, you can address different. One can address the pitches, one can address the salaries, one can address the development issue. Once we have the political will and political parties singing a narrative that speaks to the upliftment of sports at large, we don't care from which party you are. We will appreciate that as a country. And the results, when the results come out, it's no longer party A or party B, it's Namibia.
Yeah.
And that is what we want. And I think as a political party, whether you sit in parliament or constitutional level, you will be proud to say, this was my contribution.
Because yesterday, we got the victory, and everyone was smiling.
We've got the victory, everybody was smiling. Black or white, short, tall, everybody was. Even the naysayers, they were shockingly happy.
Yeah.
If I may put it as such.
Confusingly happy.
We had people who did not believe in the boys.
Yeah.
We had people, even before the boys went like, there were criticisms while the guys were in training. The criticisms before the guys even left. Criticism on the selection. Look, we need an X amount of players on that pitch. So obviously not everybody is going to be selected. Whoever is selected, let's put our trust and faith in them. So we had all these distracting factors. In fact, even when the referee just blew the whistle, we had people who said, just wait 3 minutes, it will be already down. And the boys proved us wrong. So if anything, those results are for us as Namibian individual Namibians to self-introspect and think, and what is wrong with our what is this whole negative fuse in my head that we don't want to support? And also just the corporates. Yes, maybe we need to derise a concept that eventually teaches Namibian corporate to love their own. To love their own.
Yes.
I expected perhaps by today everybody wearing a Brave Warriors t-shirt. Let's just celebrate. I mean, we have all of them.
And I can promise you right now, shamingly, we don't have this attire.
We don't have that attire. But we have the Arsenals.
Yes, we have the
Liverpools and Chelsea.
And the Manchester United.
We have the
Kaiser Chiefs.
The Black, what Black, the Black Bulls. What do you
call them? Oh, yeah, Blue Bulls, Stormers, Springbok.
Rugby, we have everything.
Yes.
But not our own. What is wrong with us? So I don't know if we need somebody very prophetic to come down to Namibia and teach us to love our own. I don't know. But surely we need to start somewhere. And if anything, as corporates, as individuals, if we had not yet started, the Brave Warriors allowed us to start that conversation with yesterday's results.
So now MTC said, apart from the preparation, we recognize the power of music as well.
Yes.
And MTC called Jeffrey, Royal Duppy, Kachazi, Big Ben, and Talisa to sanction a song for us.
Ah, that's
talk to us about that song.
That's a banger, man.
Yeah,
that's
talk to us banger, about that song.
That's a banger. Look, we've supported arts as a whole.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
Specifically with music. We've done numbers for 10 years. We've been doing shows here and there. And even in our creative marketing styles, we always want to involve Namibian. And so when we did this thing, wanted let's make it big, man. And oftentimes, when you hear and I even said this at the launch, when you hear the boys in the dressing rooms motivating themselves, it's funny sometimes how you hear foreign songs today.
Yes.
You hear songs from across the border. Across the border. Look, it's all about psychology. If that song helps,
fine.
But perhaps there's also a lack of local that are as encouraging. So you wanted to just, perhaps if they are in the limited editions, let us add to that. We wanted to create a song that allows the entire country to dance.
Okay.
And if you listen to that song, believe you me, everybody has a punchline to sing in there.
That's
we took a few artists, of course, from the north, east, southwest, and just to incorporate a few languages out there. And we just wanted the guys to enjoy. And on the launch, we told Colin that, look, we're going to send you this song, send it to the entire team. Let us celebrate.
That's a beef.
I'm also happy in my individual capacity. There are also a few artists. Like, I know KPLS also produced something.
Yeah, KPLS did.
This just speaks to the support. To say, look, I as KPLS, perhaps don't have the bucks, but this is my talent. This is my contribution to the Brave Warriors. I as MTC have the bucks. This is what I have. Perhaps other guys can come and add. But this is also my contribution to the Brave Warriors.
Yeah.
Collectively, let's look at this thing holistically. But back to the song. That thing is a banger, man.
All right, cool.
It is a banger.
Fikamedi, thank you so much for your time. We can talk all day. You talk no. I appreciate you, my good sir. Please send my greetings to the rest of the team.
Yes.
We'll play the song right after this. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
Exactly.
At large. So can we not say, look, instead of totally shying away, can't we engage the guys and say, look, I want to get in there, but there's mess there, man.
Yeah, you need to fix it.
We need to fix it.
We've got 5 million
here. If you can't do it together, if you can't do it alone, let's do it together, man, before we even announce this whole partnership. To say, look, we need the right leadership structures.
And so there's now motivation to
try and fix it. Financial accounting, which is the biggest, because some of the corporates are really afraid of putting their money in there when they know that the money will go in the pockets of a few.
Not even
who it needs to benefit, the guys on the pitch. You see? So these are some of the things. And I'm just saying, look, let's look at this whole thing, because it's not an MTC thing. It's not a Fresh FM thing. It's not a Tafelaga thing. It's a Namibian thing. So let's look at this thing away, far and away from our brains, and say, how do we address this thing before we bring in the money? If it's a leadership crisis.
Is there political willpower? Because yes, as private companies, Fresh FM, own Future Media. We are private companies. MTC, yes, also their biggest shareholder, we know. But is there perhaps a lack of political willpower to say, look, we are putting down a legislature. We are saying, listen, social responsibility. You must do A, B, C, and D. If you're in this sector, what? Because we don't really have that now, do we?
Yes. Look, politics is slightly tricky.
Okay.
And oftentimes people play to their benefit. But there ought to be a political power to the benefit of the country. Such that it's not A party B who introduced it. No. Look, the issues around sports are not political.
Yeah, they're not.
And if they are political, the players on the pitch, it affects all of them, whether you're from party A or party B. So the moment we have that political power, every political party sings the same song. You can address different. One can address the pitches, one can address the salaries, one can address the development issue. Once we have the political will and political parties singing a narrative that speaks to the upliftment of sports at large, we don't care from which party you are. We will appreciate that as a country. And the results, when the results come out, it's no longer party A or party B. It's Namibia.
Yeah.
And that is what we want. And I think as a political party, whether you sit in parliament or constitutional level, you will be proud to say, this was my contribution.
Because yesterday, and you got the victory, and everyone was smiling.
We've got the victory, everybody was smiling. Black or white, short, tall, everybody was. Even the naysayers, they were shockingly happy.
If
I may put it as such.
Confusingly happy.
We had people who did not believe in the boys.
Yeah.
We had people even before the boys went, like, there were criticisms while the guys were in training, the criticisms before the guys even left, criticism on the selection. Look, we need an X amount of players on that pitch. So obviously not everybody is going to be selected. Whoever is selected, let's put our trust and faith in them. So we had all these distracting factors. In fact, even when the referee just blew the whistle, we had people who said, just wait 3 minutes, it will be already down. And the boys proved us wrong. So if anything, those results are for us as Namibian individual in Namibians to self-introspect and think, and what is wrong with our what is this whole negative fuse in my head that we don't want to support? And also just the corporates. Yes, maybe we need to derise a concept that eventually teaches Namibian corporate to love their own. Love their own.
Yes, yes.
I expected perhaps by today everybody wearing a Brave Warriors t-shirt. Let's just celebrate. We have all of them.
And I can promise you right now, shamingly, we don't have this attire.
We don't have that attire. But we have the Arsenals.
Yes, we have the
Liverpools and Chelsea.
And the Manchester United.
We have the
Kaiser Chiefs.
The Black, the Black Bulls. What do you call
them? Blue Bulls. Stormers. Springbok.
Rugby. We have everything.
Yes.
But
yes,
not our own.
Yeah.
What is wrong with us? So I don't know if we need somebody very prophetic to come down to Namibia and teach us to love our own. I don't know. But surely we need to start somewhere. And if anything, as corporates, as individuals, if we had not yet started, the Brave Warriors allowed us to start that conversation with yesterday's results.
So now MTC said, apart from the preparation, we recognize the power of music as well.
Yes.
And MTC called Jeffrey, Royal Dappy, Kachazi, Big Ben, and Talisa to sanction a song for us. Talk to us about that song.
That's a banger, man.
Yeah,
that's
talk to us banger, about that song.
Man. That's a banger. Look, we've supported arts as a whole. Specifically with music. We've done numbers for 10 years. We've been doing shows here and there. And even in our creative marketing styles, we always want to involve Namibian. And so when we did this thing, wanted let's make it big, man. And oftentimes, when you hear and I even said this at the launch, when you hear the boys in the dressing rooms motivating themselves, it's funny sometimes how you hear foreign songs today.
Yes.
You hear songs from across the border. Across the border. Look, it's all about psychology. If that song helps,
fine.
But perhaps there's also a lack of local that are as encouraging. So you wanted to just, perhaps if they are in the limited editions, let us add to that. We wanted to create a song that allows the entire country to dance.
Okay.
And if you listen to that song, believe you me, everybody has a punchline to sing in there.
Does
we took a few artists, of course, from the north, east, southwest, and just to incorporate a few languages out there. And we just wanted the guys to enjoy. And on the launch, we told Colin that, look, We're gonna send you this song. Send it to the entire team. Let us celebrate.
That's a beef.
I'm also happy in my individual capacity. Yeah. There are also a few artists. Like I know KPLS also produced something.
Yeah, he did.
This just speaks to the support. Mm. To say, look, I as KPLS perhaps don't have the bucks, but this is my talent. This is my contribution to the Brave Warriors. Mm. I as MTC have the bucks. This is what I have. Mm. Perhaps other guys can come and add, but this is also my contribution to the Brave Warriors.
Yeah.
Collectively, let's look at this thing holistically. Mm. But back to the song. That thing is a banger, man.
All right, cool.
It is a banger.
Fikamedi, thank you so much for your time. We can talk all day. You talk no. I appreciate you, my good sir. Please send my greetings to the rest of the team.
Yes.
We'll play the song right after this. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you.
Heart and soul.
This is my station.
It is 9:24 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. The NSK is riding solo this morning. We've got a brand new song here lined up that we're going to play right now. It's a song that was sanctioned by MTC. The song features heavyweights like Chalisa and Big Ben, but also a relative newcomers like Jeffrey, Royal Duppy, and Kachazi. And the song is called Brave, dedicated to the Brave Warriors.
Our brave warriors, oh, oh, oh.
Find Shaquan when you need her. Oh my goodness. Nah, this is good. This is good. This is man, like this is. Wow. A song sanctioned by MTC. It features Jeffrey, Royal Dappy, Kachazi, Big Ben, and Chalisa. Thank you so much, MTC. This is what we're talking about. Now we've got five songs that I know on record, that I know of right now, top of mind, that are dedicated to the Brave Warriors. And this is just the newest edition, and I love it.
Y'all ready for this?
The home of the hits on 89.